Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
It's a big day. Get ready, folks. 5 o'clock tonight. 5 o'clock tonight. Big day. Why is it a big day?
Wait a minute. What? 5 o'clock? We just had the trade deadline. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's bigger.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Major League Baseball free agency begins at 5 o'clock.
Oh,
and you
man.
Know our team's going to be just.
I heard they're going to be buyers.
Major League Baseball free agency starts at 5.
Yeah.
So when does that mean it starts for the Guardians?
Do we have a sound effect that we can use?
February with guys who are left?
Do we have a buzzer?
I have, that's an inside joke, Dan.
We'll fill you in, Brian.
I have two guys who are perfect Guardian signings that we'll get into a little bit later on. The Cavaliers got Darius Garland back on the floor, put up about 197 points, beating the Joel Embiid-less Philadelphia 76ers. That was well done. And the Browns season teeters on what happens coming up on Sunday.
Oh,
welcome to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. Menigan's looking at me. It's like, I came back from 3 days off for this?
You're better than washing windows.
Dan Menigan's back, ladies and gentlemen.
This is far better than washing windows.
I know our relationship runs real deep. I have no idea. Did you even leave town?
No.
He stayed home and worked on the house.
I stayed home and cleaned up the estate.
Oh, man. What a deal.
That's Baskin. I'm Phelps.
Yeah.
We have goodies galore today. Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider.
Yes.
11 o'clock. Andrew Siciliano.
Yes.
Cleveland Browns Radio Network. He calls the play-by-play. Andrew joining us at 11:20. Daryl Ryder will be with us at 1:20.
Yes.
In between, you're going to hear the man who's calling plays.
Yes.
Tommy Rees at 11:55. Based on.
Could you say you're back? Not even back. 5 minutes.
The kid's 33 years old. Leave him alone.
Hey, you want to hear?
I'll say this. Based on what we've heard from Tommy Rees in the past, he makes Kevin Stefanski's press conferences riveting.
You know, the other day when you weren't here and we ran
and we
Kevin Stefanski's press conference,
by the way,
we had callers that were calling in saying thank you for carrying the press conference, because now that we know Tommy Rees is, everyone was taken aback.
I'm giving play calling duties to Tommy during a press conference, Dan.
During a press conference.
Information,
Dan. People found out things that happened there.
How about
that?
And
the phone lines were lit.
Boom.
They were like, why don't you guys do more of this? And I was like,
were they?
No.
I didn't think so.
It just sounds good for him. He wasn't here. How would he know? Why are you turning me in?
I just love how in one sound effect,
narc,
cattle prod the both of you. It's outstanding.
So what do we have coming up on Sunday? Here's what we have in New York. We have two teams, New York Jets.
They're football teams, too,
Jeff.
1-7.
Cleveland Browns, 2-6. CBS Sports has put out their midseason team grades.
Oh, got to be all
Jets get
merging.
An F, Browns get a D. That's what we have coming up on Sunday.
We are totally getting into a better school than them.
Can I tell you this? That was a funny line. Can I tell you this? The season teeters on what happens on Sunday. The rest of the season teeters on what happens.
Do you really believe what you're saying?
Dustin, one of our sales guys, hit me up downstairs when I was buying a losing lottery ticket.
Oh,
he said, this is the Dylan Gabriel breakout game, 31 points on the board.
Wow.
I thought, Dylan, you've been drinking so early in the morning?
Or Dustin.
Dustin? Sorry, Dylan. I'm thinking Dylan Gabriel. He burned it in my head. I thought he's drinking too early in the morning.
You can just get a paper bag if you really need one. I see, guys. They have that. It's like a fashion statement.
If the Browns can come out and win on Sunday against the Jets, which I expect them to do, by the way.
Oh, Jeff Phelps predicts a win.
I expect them to win. Then all of a sudden, Andy, okay, you're 3-6. You have some winnable games coming up. Yes, they're all winnable, Jeff. That's why they play them. You have some winnable games coming up.
Any given Sunday.
And we'll see what can happen. I don't expect them to make the playoffs. Nobody expects them to make the playoffs after a 2-6 start. But it just doesn't behoove an NFL franchise in midseason to not try to win football games. And I think
that's... You're saying it's okay late in the season?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Last game of the year when you sit your starting quarterback for no apparent reason. Yeah. Yeah. If that jumps you 3 or 4 spots, I get it.
Load management, Jeff. It's a real thing. I don't know why you poo-poo it. Load management is a real thing. And sometimes you need that last game of the season off so you can have a longer off season.
If they...
One more week of healing.
If they lose to the New York Jets and drop to 2-7... And a Jets team that's not good, their offense isn't, even though they have better, I think, skill position talent than the Browns, they're not very good. Their quarterback play, not very good. Their defense just traded away their 2 best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Best players. If you lose to that team, Andy, that
you suck, Jeff.
You really do.
I mean, let's not sugarcoat.
You really do.
They should win this week. Will they? That's another story. Can they get to 20 points, I think, is the other part of it. Can they get to 20
points? Dustin says that Dylan's going to break out and get 31 points.
Oh, well. Tillman being back makes a difference.
Maybe.
Maybe we have a healthy offensive line.
Is Jameis coming back to throw him the ball?
Wow, are you that down? You sound like Daryl Ryder.
No, I'm not down on Dylan. All I'm saying is the only time we've seen Cedric Tillman look like the guy we want him to be is when Jameis was throwing him the football. That's nothing against anybody, except maybe a compliment to Jameis. Do you agree with me? I honestly think this is such a pivotal game for the Browns in a miserable season. I get that. Miserable season. But, Andy, they lose to the Jets and keep sliding. I would assume we're looking at coaching changes at the end of the year, maybe front office changes. If they beat the Jets, go to 3-6, pick up a few more wins down the road, improve on last year's lousy record, I think they might roll it back again. And there might be a little momentum going into the offseason.
So who is this important for? The coaching staff? The fans? Ownership?
Like, yes. Well, I don't understand. Yes.
If they lose, they lose.
To see their team look like garbage?
No one does. Exactly. I get it. But, I mean, if they lose the game, they lose the game. You know, when the season's over, you'll go back and
Andy,
go,
this is the Jets,
hey, man, not a bad deal. They lost to the Jets, I guess,
bad.
After all. Guess what? We're bad too, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
Our offense is bad.
Well, no kidding.
I mean, we sit here and say,
that's why I'm telling you it's a pivotal point of the season.
We're going to roll over the Jets. They're 1-7.
Did I say that?
No, they have one road win.
I didn't say that.
No, but I'm listening to people say
that. I think they're going to win.
I think the Jets are a football team too.
I think the Jets are too. They have some weapons. Garrett Wilson is good. Breece Hall is good.
Although he's questionable, is he?
Mason Taylor's looking good. Jason's kid.
Our offense has to wake up. That's the whole thing. And again, you're relying on 3 rookies, really, to get things done for you. I don't think that's it's not a tangible way to win. And you're saying Gabriel, Judkins, Fannin. I mean, those guys are are doing everything. Njoku, you throw him in there too, but he's not a rookie.
In the NFL, Andy, he's got to start. You got to start trying to build that winning culture. You have a lot of young guys. You don't want them to go through a complete garbage season if you can avoid it. And going out and beating the Jets and maybe getting some things moving in the second half of the season, a great way to do that.
I hear in your voice the importance of this game. Yes, this game is important, but it's the NFL. It's like the Jets aren't coming here. I would think the guys who are on this team right now for the Jets are a little upset. You've also got guys that are coming in who are now trying to prove themselves to say, hey, I understand we traded these two good defensive players, so I'm going to step up now.
Well, remember,
I want my opportunity. It's next man up for them.
If you're looking for a team that is saying, hi, we're playing for next year, it's the Jets.
The organization is saying that. I don't think the players are saying that.
No, but that's in the NFL, if you care to try to position your team to do better in the draft and build for the future, you trade away really good players for draft picks.
Yeah, that's not just exclusive to the NFL.
It's in the NFL, I think it's tougher to do.
Because there's so few games?
Because there's so many players. One player, hey, we positioned ourselves and moved up 5 picks in the first round. We moved up 10 picks. And then you pick the wrong guy. And he's one of, 22 starters or key guys and one of 80 guys in the building. As opposed to the NBA where you tank and you get a guy like Wembanyama or whatever and, you know, changes the fortune of your franchise. The only guy that can do that in the NFL is a quarterback, and not even by himself. That's why, go ahead and win some games here, Browns.
I agree.
Let's get
I want
some
them
games.
To win. You have 2 first-round picks. There's no guarantee that if you take the number one overall pick, the number one
great.
Overall pick, you got a 50-50 shot on that.
Say it.
And, so just go play and win. Just go win, whatever happens. So you may not get the first quarterback available that maybe you wanted, and it forces you to take another quarterback in the draft. Don't mess with the football gods, boys. Just go out there, play football. If you lose, then you lose. But you got to try to win. I can't imagine anybody on this team wakes up Sunday morning and goes, oh, you know what? Let's suck today. I don't want to win. Let's help out the team. You know what? Even better yet, let's help out the team by me playing bad so they can draft someone to take my job. I don't see that. No
I think it's
way.
Pivotal this weekend. Pivotal game for the Browns. And I know they're 2-6, but it's pivotal, I think, for the attitude of this team, the attitude of the young guys, and just trying to maybe, if you're the coaching staff, if you're the front office, you might need to win some games if you want to be around here next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.